Welcome to Tiger Talk. Are you going? See you at the festivals.
Hey, Tiger Talk fam.
Welcome to Season 6, Episode 4 of Tiger Talk.
Tiger Talk is a podcast that is written and produced by 4th and 5th grade E students at John Tyson Elementary School of Innovation in Springdale, Arkansas.
We're your hosts. I'm Emery, and I am in the 5th grade.
Hi, my name is Janet, and I am in the 4th grade.
We did some research and found out that not a lot of people know about Arkansas festivals. So this season, we are learning about Arkansas festivals with our listeners.
We also want to use our show this season to encourage families to get out and enjoy each other and the great state of Arkansas.
Today we are interviewing Mr. Rush Finchus. He is Education Director at the Govan Woodland Gardens in Hot Springs.
The Tulip Extravaganza starts in March and lasts until April.
We always want you to learn something when you listen to Tiger Talk, so let's do our festival trivia segment.
Okay, Tiger Talk Nation, here's the trivia question for you to think about. What kind of tulips will you see at the Tulip Extravaganza? Dutch tulips, parrot tulips, or lady tulips?
We'll find out the answer at the end of today's show. My guess is lady tulips. What do you think, Janet?
Welcome to Tiger Talk, Mr. Finchus.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
I think it is Dutch tulips. I bet you know the answer to our trivia question. Will you please tell us later?
I sure will.
Thank you for joining us today. Please tell us about the Tulip Extravaganza.
Well, thank you for having me on the show. I'm honored to be your guest and happy to talk about tulips. Every year at Garvin Woodland Gardens, our team plants over 100 different varieties of tulips along the walkways and in the main areas of the gardens. It's really an interesting process. First, our landscape design team arranges the tulips by height, color, and bloom period. Then, the horticulture team plants each bulb by hand according to the design. As we're having this conversation, the plants have just begun to sprout. And then usually by mid-March or so, a good portion of the tulips will be in bloom. We call this the peak of the display. And the peak will last several weeks, and then the flowers begin to drop their petals.
Wow, it sounds amazing. We looked at the Garvin Gardens website and noticed some fun activities for kids and families.
We saw that people can go in four-story tree houses and look at all the tulips. I would love to do those things. What else can families expect to do and learn at the Tulip Extravaganza?
Well, that treehouse you mentioned is really cool. It's located in the Children's Adventure Garden, probably my favorite spot in all of Garvin Gardens. There's a fairy village, a cave with a waterfall, and huge boulders that are perfect for climbing. And for those families with curious minds, I highly recommend they stop by the gift shop and check out a discovery backpack. These are free to use, and they include field guides, binoculars, journals, and other tools to help you learn about the natural environment.
Thank you. That sounds like a lot of fun.
What is your favorite part of the Tulip Extravaganza?
Well, one of the really cool things about the Tulip Extravaganza is that in Arkansas, tulips bloom around the same time that all of the surrounding states are enjoying their spring break. So over the course of, say, 4 weeks or so, we'll get to see families from Missouri, Oklahoma, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, and of course, Arkansas. And as these people who are on vacation come in from around the region, it brings a very pleasant energy to the garden experience, including for those of us who work here.
I would love that part, too.
We read that 150,000 tulips are planted in the garden. How long did it take to plant that many tulips, and how many people helped plant them?
I'm glad you asked this question, because it gives me a chance to brag on our awesome horticulture team. So this year, it seems like 12 was the magic number. Our crew of only 12 people completed the planting in a record time, only 12 work days. So, if you do the math, that means each team member was responsible for planting over 1,000 tulip bulbs every day.
Wow. Do you have a special tulip that everyone should try to see? If so, what is it called and where is it located in the garden?
One of my favorite tulips in this year's display is called the Daydream Tulip. Now, this tulip has beautiful golden orange petals that fade from lighter at the base to darker near the edges. The Daydream Tulips can be found in the Sensory Garden, which is located just beyond the Garvin Pavilion.
Wow, that sounds awesome. The online pictures are pretty, but I can't imagine how beautiful the garden is.
We want our listeners to know that kids under 3 can go to the Tulip Extravaganza for free. And if you buy tickets online, ages 4 to 12 cost $10. You save $5 on each ticket if you order online. So we want our Tiger Talk fam to be sure and do that. Our East program start a campaign to spread positivity. What is the best way you know to spread positivity, Mr. Fentress?
Oh, well, that's a great question, Emery. I think one of the great things about positivity is that it's contagious. And by showing kindness to just one person, it could turn their whole day around, whether it's just a simple smile or helping them out if they need something. And then now that person's more likely to show kindness to the next person and therefore spreading positivity.
That would definitely make someone's day.
Before we learn the answer to our trivia question, is there anything else you would like to tell us about the Tulip Extravaganza?
Well, I think you all did a great job covering our spring festival. I would say for those who are thinking about visiting during the Tulip Extravaganza, check out our Facebook page for updates on peak bloom times. The flowers depend on the weather for their life cycles, and so it can be kind of hard to predict. But if you'll watch the Facebook page, we'll post updates so you can be sure to catch the tulips.
Now it is time for the answer to our festival trivia.
Okay, the trivia question was, what kind of tulips will you see at the Tulip Extravaganza? Dutch tulips, parrot tulips, or lady tulips?
Well, this one is tricky because there are two correct answers. All of our tulips are imported from the Netherlands, which makes them Dutch tulips. However, some of our tulips are parrot tulips, and you can identify these by their extra bright colors and their fringed petals. And some say they resemble parrot feathers.
I was so close.
I got it right.
You did.
We hope that you will take your family to Hot Springs in March or April for the Tulip Extravaganza at Garvin Woodland Gardens.
Are you going? Tiger Talk to you later. Roar.